We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Workers are spending more and more time getting to work. According to a new report from the Census Bureau, the average American commute hit a new record last year, just over 27 minutes one way. That's 2 minutes longer than 2009, and over a year, that works out to another 17 hours. David Helfman of West Bloomfield isn't surprised.
I think it's right. Depends if you live in, like, in California or you're living in New York, you're going to be a lot longer than 27 minutes, right? So they average it out. Yeah. And even here, you live Southfield, when you go downtown, it's going to be half hour, 45 minutes.
If you go back further to 1980, American workers have lost nearly an hour a week to commuting, the equivalent of adding a full work week over the course of a year. Do you have a real ID yet? Well, you'll soon have to have one, especially if you have plans at the airport. WWJ's Ron Dewey is at Detroit Metro Airport with more. Ron.
Yeah, Jackie, the real ID upgrade was a post-9/11 bill approved by Congress in 2005, requiring more than just a regular driver's license in order to board a domestic flight. So Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, federal and airport officials were at Metro this morning to get the word out, to get the upgrade next time you renew your driver's license at the Secretary of State's office.
What we want to avoid is a year from now, people showing up, having everything ready to go on that vacation that they've planned and invested in, and not being able to board the plane because they don't have a real ID.
Current enhanced driver's licenses, U.S. passports, and trusted traveler cards are accepted as being real ID compliant. Now, the upgrade at the SOS office is free with a regular driver's license renewal. Again, the real ID requirement kicks in next October. You can get more details at the Michigan Secretary of State's office, as well as around the website, michigan.gov/real ID. Ron Dewey, WWJ, News Radio 950.
More testimony before the House Judiciary Committee today about a package of bills regarding marijuana and other offenses in terms of expungement. State Attorney General Dana Nessel supports the bills overall, but recommended some changes. She recommended a non-public registry for expunged crimes that could only be viewed by law enforcement. The committee did not take action on the bills today. A helping hand to make sure Detroiters are safe in the instance of a fire. We get the details now from WWJ's Mike Campbell.
Stuart Sklar of the law firm Fabian Sklar King and Liss, they've donated 500 smoke detectors to the city of Detroit. This is the 10th year, so 5,000 smoke detectors that will be installed in residents' homes by the Detroit Fire Department.
This is just something that we feel that needs to be done, and thankfully there's a program with the city of Detroit that we can partner with to get them out in the field, because obviously we can't do it ourselves. We can't install these, but there is this program where they go out and they put them in.
And Detroit Fire Department will install the smoke detectors in the homes of residents who call the Detroit Fire Department and indicate they need new smoke detectors. In Detroit, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Eastside Detroit residents hear dozens of gunshots ring out in their neighborhood this morning. Some 15 to 20 shots fired along Dean Avenue near Outer Drive in Ryan.
Some people be saying, sound like firecrackers. No, no. I know the sound of firecrackers. See, that wasn't no firecracker there. It was too many of them. And this sound like a big gun.
What it sound like?
See, to me, it sound like an AK, because it was too many of them.
Several bullet holes were discovered in a door at a house, in a nearby car as well. Police say no one was hurt. The investigation ongoing. There's a new state-of-the-art simulator at the Police Academy of Schoolcraft College, which hopes at putting police recruits and others into the difficult real-world situations where they may need to use their weapon. Tom Miller, a firearms instructor with the program, says the five-screen simulator can run hundreds of different simulations.
You got to put yourself in the position where you got to talk to the screen like this is really happening in front of you. And so if somebody is yelling and screaming at you as a police officer, you're not going to stand there and not do anything. You're going to try and say things to them and use words that's going to calm that person down, try to get them to listen to you.
The scenarios include everything from a traffic stop to a mass shooting. The system costs about $100,000 and will also be used to help train gun-carrying citizens. The pace of negotiations appears to be picking up as the UAW and GM are working to end a strike that's lasted more than 3 weeks. We get the update now from WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
There are reports of more give and take at the bargaining table, and unlike a very noisy weekend, no messages from the talks, but they're not yet going around the clock. Tough issues still include investment in the U.S. and how to get lower-paid temporary and in-progression workers up to full pay faster. GM, meanwhile, saying it's premature to talk about how this could impact future products amidst reports that the launch of the new Corvette could be delayed by the strike. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
Some commotion at a hotel in Oakland County this morning. Sleep was interrupted for guests at the WoodSpring Suites off M59 and Adams Road. This is in Rochester Hills. Smoke detectors started going off, not because of a smoke or a fire, but because a man was running up and down the halls using a fire extinguisher. Roger Clausen is a battalion chief with Rochester Hills Fire Department.
Upon arrival, the crews made entry and began to check the second and third floor. And what had happened is somebody had discharged a dry chemical fire extinguisher. So it made the appearance of smoke. But upon investigation, we did not find any smoke or fire in the building. So at this time, the crews are ventilating the hallways. And in a little bit, we'll be releasing people back into the building.
Shortly after, the man was seen being taken away by police.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.